Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using it to your little heart's content. Help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I believe it because you tell me that it is. You tell me that you like it and that you use it. And we can tell because we know how many folks hang out there on our website. And hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you will also check out our blog, which is at the homepage or at jimsblog.biz. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been with us a long time in the Brain Trust. He's one of our top experts on home-based business, teleworking, telecommuting, and small business technology. He's one of those guys, too. He's the author of a number of books for small business owners like teleworking and telecommuting and safe at home. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you.
Happy Hanukkah, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's fast approaching. It starts this weekend.
Okay. Now, it actually starts Sunday night.
Exactly.
At sundown on Sunday, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, just in the interest of sharing the different traditions and everything, some people, you know, many people know about Hanukkah, who aren't Jewish, but we might not know much about it. I understand it's certainly not one of the big holidays for Jews, but it is. Has it gotten more prominence in the last 100 years or so just because of its proximity to Christmas?
Well, I would say that as my kids get older and they realize there's gifts involved, it gets more prominence in my household. No, it has gained prominence. You made a comment on the timing of Christmas. Now you're going to have a guest who's going to discuss the timing of Christmas.
Yep.
I think the reason you hold Christmas on the 25th is so that we Jews know when about kind of to throw Hanukkah in there. Because, you know, Hanukkah, it can range, you know, a couple years ago, it was as late as, like, very early December that
right.
This year begins on Christmas Day. You know,
it moves around, right?
Calendar. Excuse me?
It moves around just to confuse, just to keep you, just
calendar,
keep you on your toes, right?
Exactly. So it just sort of fluctuates between any given 3 weeks. It never goes into January, but it can be sort of anywhere in December. Each year it has a specific date, though. But it has grown. It's kind of grown in prominence, if not importance, because again, like you said, we have Passover, we have the High Holy Days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, our Day of Atonement, and our New Year, Rosh Hashanah, that are very important holidays to us and much more significant. Where you know, Hanukkah is just, it's the festival of lights, as we say, the celebration of ancient times when the ancient Hebrews came across the temple and found just enough oil they thought to last a night for an oil lamp, and it lasted actually 8 nights, and so we celebrate 8 nights, and I think it's more a reason for, you know, Toys R Us to be able to sell more gifts is actually what it's all about. So.
And so we have 12 days of Christmas and 8 nights of Hanukkah, and apparently, according to Golda Meir, Jeff, that was the last time Israelites ever found oil in their country, right?
Exactly.
I was
and,
so
and
funny.
Then
she
found
said
it in the Sinai, and they ended up giving that back to Egypt. So
yeah, I remember she said. She said, "Yeah, you think we're the chosen people?" She said, "We wandered 40 years in the wilderness, and we wound up in the only place in the Middle East with no oil."
Exactly.
She said, "That doesn't sound like the chosen people to me."
She's a bright woman.
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is we're going to get off this in a little bit, folks. I just wanted Jeff to share that with me. The issue about whether to say happy holidays or whatever, as I have said before, Jeff, you know, I think it's if you don't know who you're talking to, you don't know what the person that you're talking to celebrates, which tradition they celebrate, which holiday they celebrate. I think it's very tolerant. I think it's a very appropriate thing. I don't think it's denying my faith at all for me to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And what's wrong with that? But I know that you're Jewish, so then if I know that, I should say, in my opinion, because you're my friend and
right.
I care about you, I should say happy Hanukkah
right.
out of respect for you and your tradition. you would say Merry Christmas to me, and you wouldn't feel like you were denying anything of your faith.
That is true. And short of saying Happy Merry Chris Hanukwanza or something like that, and trying to get everybody in there, you know what, I think we do, and just to step a little bit onto the political soapbox, I think we get a little carried away with it all.
Yeah.
And that people get, you know, my kids love, there's a place around the corner from us that sadly got torn up by Wilma because they keep the lights up year round. It's in a public park and they do lights and they have everything from reindeer to Jewish stars to images of Santa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we love doing it every year. Cars line up for miles to pay their $6 a car to drive through this festival of lights.
Mm-hmm.
In a public park, and everyone loves it. And so, you know, we have down the corner from us, down the street from us on the corner, a family that puts up these inflatables every year, and every year they add a new one. So if you've seen these big new, like, snow globes that are inflatables. I mean, $150, $200, they put a new one out every year, and it's not big enough that people will drive from all over to see it. But you know what? It adds to the season, and it's the spirit of the season. And, you know, you see the bumper stickers that, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season or whatever the actual saying is.
Mm-hmm. That's
it. To me, it's all about being there with friends. I send out holiday cards to all my friends.
Slowing down for a minute and recognizing people who are important in your life.
Exactly. Irrespective or regardless of faith.
What happened?
It's an important time.
What got all this, got everything excited, Jeffrey, was when some people some faiths were actually excluded in there, and that's unfortunate too, and we won't get into all that, but it's a great time of year, and as you know Jeffrey, I call myself a Scrooge, but only because I just get annoyed at the obligatory part of the season. I love the spirit of it and everything, but it's the obligatory part, the feeling when I see people who are crazed because they've got to go out and buy all these gifts for people because they feel obligated to do that. That's the opposite to me of the season.
Right. Right. It's not an obligation. If you can't do it from the heart, if you think you're doing it from some other thing, like with business, I get a lot of gifts, you know, as a journalist and as a writer and as a you know, vendor in some respects out there. You know, ad agencies send me gifts. One sent me a nice little leather-bound flask this year, and someone sent me a big platter of cookies yesterday. And as long as they're doing it from the heart because they want to, not because they feel they have to, or, man, I got to go out and buy gifts, you know what, that's all. I don't, you know, cards are just as nice.
Well, exactly. And, of course, it's the end of the year. That's another thing. It's good, always good when you're wrapping up a year to say thanks to people for what they've meant to you that year. Stand by, Jeffrey. Quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Home Office Know-How. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there, can't they?
They can find my books, they can find excerpts, they can find all sorts of articles. We're going to go through a remake of the site over the next week or two to include all sorts of new articles that I've written over the past couple of months that have not been put up there, and all sorts of good information. So it's always fresh. Just like that fruitcake you send to your clients, always fresh.
Good for you,
please,
Jeffrey.
Recycle.
And folks, the books are, if you're a home-based business owner or want to be, you need to know about Jeffrey's site and his books. Also, you write, you're a regular contributor to the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel.
Exactly.
And they can find your articles there, I know, as well. Jeffrey, what's it like during the holidays as a home-based business owner?
It's chaos, I tell you, it's mayhem. It can be pretty busy. You have, especially in some home offices that may not have children, it may not seem like anything else except for that festiveness of the season that we talk about, where you, you know, it's cool out, you want to spend a little bit more time outdoors, other people are closed for business, or, you know, your vendors may be on vacation or your clients may be on vacation, so you think to take a little bit more time off. Here, you know, the kids are off this week and they're off next week, so while I've been able to do some work, it has been juxtaposed with the chaos in the background of kids and play dates and sleepovers and all that. So, in fact, I had a conference call yesterday with one of my clients, with one of their clients, and I warned my client. I said, look, my kids are here. There may be some noise. Should we let your clients know that if there's noise in the background, you know, school's out, I work from home? She goes, you know what, it's a brand new client, I don't want to taint it, try and keep them quiet, but if they pipe up, we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. And lo and behold, they were, you know, quiet as could be, duct tape, and, you know,
That duct tape works miracles, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's another of the 1,001 uses for duct tape. No, but they were, you know, they were cooperative. You know, my kids are older now, and they understand how it works. But it's, you know, it can be chaotic, but we also take the time off, and as much as I do it, you know, in the middle of May when the kids get home from school, and I'll go out and shoot hoops or whatever.
You know, I remember, Jeffrey, when I was, I think hearing you talk about that, I remember when I was home based a long time ago, my kids were little, and I, you know, I put the fear into them about, you know, making a lot of noise when they came. My office was in the basement, had a regular business office down there, you know, and it had a door on it, the door closed, and, you know, everything. And so they knew if the door was closed that I was busy and I didn't want to be interrupted, like I was probably on the phone or something, and they couldn't just blast in there. And so when they got to be a little bit older, you know, every once in a while I'd hear this little bitty faint pecking on the door.
Right.
You know, and little faint pecking on the door. I'd say, who is it? And they'd crack the door. Can I come in, Daddy?
Right.
But they were so careful. They wanted to talk to me, but they didn't. They wanted to make sure that they didn't violate the rule.
Well, what's funny is I have, you know, like I said, I've been doing this since 89, and I have a 14-year-old, 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old who are all, you know, since they've been able to walk, or not necessarily crawl because they can't understand at that point, but since they've been able to walk, they understand they got to be quiet if they walk in here and the door is closed and they come in. But when they have friends who come over, like my daughter, my youngest Zoe has a friend that when they walk in the door, hey, look, your dad's here. And I'm like, oh, God, no, shush, shush, shush.
You know, well, let me ask you a question. Are you getting any work done?
I'm getting a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And because I've done this for 16 or so years, you know, I mean, that is a big difference because it didn't start yesterday. And
in the early years, was it harder?
It was harder to stay focused.
Partition everything?
Yeah, but I was, you know, a hungry entrepreneur back then. Now I'm a fat and sassy entrepreneur, but I was hungrier back then. I worked a lot of hours, but now also I just time shift where, you know, I think it's harder to stay focused in the middle of the day sometimes. I sometimes hit that speed bump and need to get up and out or whatever. But I'm up at like 4 or 5 a.m. You've gotten emails from me at that hour where I'm up bright and early, or I might work late. So I time shift more, but the work gets
done.
That's
the cool part about being home based, isn't it? The ability, you really can time shift a lot better.
You really can. I mean, it's hard when you have clients in the States, and, you know, if you can't take a lot of time off in the middle of the day and say, well, I worked from 4 till 7 a.m., well, no one else did. So
that's what the BlackBerry's for, isn't
it? Exactly. Exactly. Not to run the biz, but just to stay in contact, and it's a great tool for that. But you know what? You make the model work for you, and it's funny because I wrote an e-zine coming out this weekend about my New Year's resolutions for the coming year, and it's just diligence. And part of the diligence, you know, it's like one resolution to be diligent, and then all these different areas. And one is to be diligent in being efficient and productive, but staying true to my family and staying true to my soul.
It's all about balance, isn't it, Jeff?
It's all about balance.
Because in the end, the family is what matters, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
And of course, you got to have the business to take care of the family, but you got to make sure you balance. And do you think more and more people are being home-based because they want to be able to get some more of that balance?
I think people are pushing for it, especially teleworkers in the corporate environment are pushing for home officing and telework, you know, home, the ability to work from home, if not home business, because they want a little more balance. Commute times are growing longer.
With the strike in New York, I bet there's a lot more teleworking going on today. What do you think?
There's a whole ton of it going on, and you know, luckily it's during the holidays for many people when they can take some time off. But, you know, it's brutal. And so telework and home officing affords you the opportunity to be productive from home and find find that balance with family.
Jeffrey, my friend, happy Hanukkah, sir.
And Merry Christmas to you, Jim.
Thank you.
And happy Mary, as they say, and have
and we'll
a wonderful
see you,
time.
We'll see you right after the New Year. Happy New Year, too, by the way.
Happy New Year to you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best. We'll quick break right back with Stephen Gaffney right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.